Badger Football is brought to you by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger Pregame Show.
A gorgeous October morning here in Madison. We'll have temperatures in the 70s, mid-60s right now. Partially sunsplashed, would
you say? Not fully sunsplashed. Okay. I really thought this was going to be vest weather. This is actually, I don't think we even need a vest. It's that nice.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's my, I go vest or no vest.
Alongside Chief Meteorologist Mark Tauscher, I'm Matt LePay. Welcome as we continue with our Badgers pregame show. Before we move forward, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Badgers back on the home turf today, taking on Ryan Walters and the Purdue Boilermakers, a team that rolls into town 1-3, losing its Big Ten opener against Nebraska last week. The Badgers 2-up, 2-down, and Wisconsin had a great first half, not so great in the second half out in L.A. as USC rallied from 11 down to defeat Wisconsin. So, Tao, it's just a matter of who can fix the fixable issues here. We know what they are with Wisconsin. Purdue's made a coordinator change on the offensive side, but first two quarters were great. Now try to extend that, see if you can play, if not a four-quarter, complete four-quarter game, at least a lot closer
like
to
three
that.
And a half.
Three and a half
and
would
a
be
quarter.
Good.
Yeah,
you take that.
I think this is a case where you have two teams that I think that, not that the confidence is wavering. Anytime you're making a change at offensive coordinator, you know, listening to their head coach press conference this week talking about we're not throwing up white flags and things like that. There's just a lot of, you know, there's a lot of doubt. So that can go one of two ways, and that's why I think for today, getting off to a fast start, while it's always critical, last week obviously Wisconsin did that, was not able to sustain it. Today is one of those games I really feel like you have a wounded team that is coming in here, and getting off to that fast start is going to give you that kickboard. But Wisconsin has its own issues. Obviously, we saw those in full display in the second half, and it's the buzzword all week, complementary football. We saw it really executed at a high level in that first half out at the Coliseum, and then on the flip side, unfortunately, we saw it at the worst, where every segment of your football team didn't do what they were supposed to, and that's how you end up losing in a big way in the second half.
All right, Badgers trying to get back on track here today. Kickoff 1 hour away. Stay with us coming up. We'll take a look at the Boilers. We'll also have our Piggly Wiggly home field advantage. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
At the Certified Angus Beef brand, we know the best moments, the ones that become cherished memories, don't just happen. We make them happen. Through the people we surround ourselves with, by the traditions we hold dear, and with the food we share. It takes a little effort, but finding the perfect meal, well, that's no effort at all. Just look for the Certified Angus Beef brand, because if it's not certified, it's not the best. Shop the pig today for the highest quality Certified Angus Beef.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Ouch!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub? Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride, the world of Shamrock supplied.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In the heartland,
where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
From Dane to Foles.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
We continue with our Badger football pregame coverage. Wisconsin and Purdue today at Camp Randall Stadium. Conference game number 2 for both of these programs. Time for our home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. Well, Tosh, you mentioned that, you know, complimentary football is huge. Now, this team last week hit some big plays, but you mentioned it in the first half, that time of possession, which was really lopsided, and it only got worse in the second half. That this defense did so many things well, but just couldn't get off the field on third down.
It couldn't get off the field, and I think, obviously, you start feeling it when you can't get off the field. You get more tired. The offense gains momentum and confidence, so it kind of goes hand in hand. So, you know, talking to Luca at his show this week, I think you asked the question how important that stat is. And I think to a certain point it's not, because if you can go down and score quickly, go score quickly. But when you want to play good complementary football, it's almost as if sometimes, man, these guys have been on the field two-thirds of the time. We need to sustain a drive. And when you run the football, and that is such a key part of what Wisconsin needs to do, you try and balance that out. And I thought last week, you know, we did some really good things on offense in the first half. And then in the second half, I didn't think we ran it as well. And it wasn't as if it was USC brought a bunch of guys down. It just was not executed as well. And when you don't convert those fourth and shorts and you don't convert third and shorts, all of a sudden you put your defense back out on the field. That's that complementary football that we need to be better at today.
Well, one of the things that Fickell talked about this week as well is maybe squeezing down that running back rotation. Ches Malusi, and if you're just checking us out, this is made news here in the past couple of days, is stepping away here for the time being. You know, it's been tough. It's not his fault. The burst isn't quite what we're used to seeing from Ches. But you figure Tawi Walker, Darian Dupree, we've seen him a little bit. We could see him a little bit more today.
You would think so. And obviously, I don't want to leave out Iacomelli, because from an explosive standpoint, he's given us a couple of long runs. But I really liked what I saw from Walker last week. I thought, you know, he was dinged up early in this season, fought through some things, and we joke a lot about the bye week. He looked fresh last week, and I thought he did some good things. But there, it comes a point, we're running 4 or 5 backs out there, and you need to establish yourself, get rhythm. And at running back, you get a feel for the game. You get a feel for how a defense is playing that stretch. And when you're constantly rotating in and out, you don't really get to get, you know, as the old ball coach around here said, get lathered up. And it's a lather type of day. So I would think Dupree has shown some good flashes. We're looking for explosive plays in the ground game. We have not gotten a ton of those. And I think any spark that you can get, I think we should exhaust those options and see who, almost as if in pitch baseball, ride that hot hand. If somebody is really dealing, let them roll.
You went a little deeper voice when you're imitating the coach, though, about...
Oh, no,
I
haven't went with the Alvy impression yet. I'll do that as hopefully one of these guys today is rolling. Then that's when we'll say, he's lathered today now.
That's what we want to hear. That is your home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. We mentioned the Boilers coming in at 1-3. They were right there with Nebraska, up 3-0 late in the third quarter, and then everything went sideways. Nebraska started to get some answers offensively. Hudson Card, the quarterback, can be really good. Had some honorable mention recognition last year, all Big Ten. He's hit on 2/3 of his throws, but he's made some big mistakes, 4 interceptions, 3 of which have been returned for touchdowns. On the defensive side, the coordinator is Kevin Kane, who was on Brett Bielema's staff a couple years as a GA, one as a quality control guy. That was in the championship season of 2010. He was a GA in 08 and 09. There'll be down a guy, though, is Markevious Brown, who's been a starter for the last year and a half. He's been suspended, apparently, for the rest of this season. Door open for a return next year. He was a transfer from Ole Miss, and in fact had a big play last year in their win against Illinois, but he is no longer going to be on the team this season. A quick look at the Boilers as they try to get on track. The running game can be very good with Devin Mockaby, who averages 6.5 yards a carry, and Reggie Love, who is a transfer. From Illinois, 2025 Chevy Equinox. We'll sit down with quarterback Braden Locke in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
For over 100 years, Thabit Cat has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local cat dealer, Thabit Cat provides new and used, heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Thabit Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit ThabitCat.com or call your local Thabit Cat store for more information. Thabit Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
I am so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision. And the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal conditions. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
Pre-game coverage continues from Camp Randall Stadium. A gorgeous day for football. Being listed as a sellout as the Badgers take on the Purdue Boilermakers. Time now for our player profile as we visit with Braden Locke, the redshirt sophomore out of Rockwall, Texas, who last year appeared in three games, starting three. He'll be making his second start of this season here in less than an hour. Of course, he played the majority of the game a couple of weeks ago against the Alabama Crimson Tide. Last week out at USC, he was 13 of 26 for 180 yards, including a 63-yard touchdown on a beautiful pass right in the bucket to Vinny Anthony as the Badgers responded to an early USC score. Braden still gaining experience, obviously, as being QB1 at this level, but I asked him how he feels right now compared to a year ago at this time.
I would say that I am definitely more confident than I was a year ago. Also, a year ago, I hadn't really been in the fire yet. And so getting those three games of experience was just extremely instrumental for me. I experienced a lot of emotions, you know, felt what a victory feels like and a disappointing loss and everything in between. And so I think I'm a lot more confident. And also from a mental perspective, I'm even more in control this year than I was last year. And I think that we, as a unit, have such a better feel for what we're trying to accomplish out there, you know, as a team and as an offense.
The coaches rave about your football IQ. I would think quarterbacks in general are going to have a high one. They rave about yours. I mean, is it fair to say, like, as part of the description of you, you're just an absolute football junkie? You want to absorb everything there is to absorb?
Yeah, I think for me, going back to just being a kid, it started kind of as a curiosity. Like, you're so eager to learn and know, and you know, you wanna know the things that coach knows, and I've always just kind of gravitated towards that. And as I've gotten older, you know, this has become a true obsession and a true love. It's always been a love, but you know, just an obsession and a passion and something that I want a life in this game. And so for me, I've never felt like I view it as like work. It's what I enjoy. It's what I love. And so, you know, I want to soak it up each and every day.
Here's a layman question, because you at Mississippi State with Coach Leach, part of the air raid offense over here, it is different. Fans are still trying to get adjusted to what is an air raid. Some people think it's chucking deep 50 times a game. It's obviously not that. How would you best describe it to someone who's a casual fan what an air raid offense is about?
I think at its core, the air raid comes down to attacking grass. You know, if you talk to Coach Leach or you talk to our coaches, I think that they would both tell you that. It's where is the defense the weakest and how do we attack that? If that's deep, then that's what we're going to do. If that's short, then that's what we're going to do. If that means, you know, spread everybody out and run the ball, then that's what we're going to do. So the air raid doesn't mean we're going to throw the ball 50 times. Now, it did mean that for Coach Leach, but you know, the air raid comes down to attacking grass. What is the defense giving up and how do we exploit that? And that to me is the air raid at its core. You know, if you go back and you kind of read through some Coach Leach stuff, like it's almost like one of the principles like in war and things like that is like, how do we hurt the enemy at its weakest point? You know, how do we attack them at its weakest point? And so that's always the goal. And I think philosophically, that's where the air raid stems from the most.
And it seemed like the old sports line, how good is your good? The first half against USC, this offense was really good. I know it's about trying to get four quarters of that. Mm-hmm. But in retrospect, you know, a few days removed from that now, can you go back and say, okay, when we're clicking, this is how good this team can be offensively?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, you know, you you look at that first half and, you know, you're on the road in LA playing a top 10 team and you're having your way, you're doing what you want to do and you're executing at a really high level. And so I think for us, that really boosts our confidence. Now, it doesn't take away the disappointment of losing the game and not playing well in the second half, but it does tell us, like, here's what we can do and here's how we can, you know, here's how we do it. And like, here we can literally see ourselves doing it. I think there's just so much power in that. And I think that we'll definitely grow from that. And I think that, you know, you'll see us continue to get better.
Could you give yourself a minute and just like consider, like, you're playing in the LA Coliseum and it's, I mean, you love the game and you just think of the history and that. Did you give yourself a minute just to say, man, this is pretty cool?
Yeah, you know, we actually got the chance to go there on Friday and just walk around and see the place. And I mean, it was, you know, as a football junkie, like, I mean, it's kind of a little piece of football heaven. It was really special for me. I mean, just an absolute blessing to be able to play a game there. And you know, how historic it is and how meaningful it is. You know, I mean, it was truly special. I mean, I'll never forget it, that's for sure.
Final question. You'll be starting what to be your fifth start here this week, but you're the most experienced guy of Wisconsin football quarterbacks in the room.
Right.
You know, obviously, you know, Tyler's played, but it was elsewhere. Do you feel like that? I mean, the leadership role, I would imagine that the younger guys, if it's Mabry, the rest, they probably look to you. That's something I would imagine you embrace.
Yeah, no, I definitely embrace it, and I don't take it lightly. And, you know, I'm extremely thankful for my role here. Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that it's given me a chance to kind of take the young guys in the room under my wing a little bit. And, you know, they kind of understand, you know, the seriousness of everything and, you know, just how we go about our business. And, yeah, but I do think for me, you know, personally, like, I'm growing in my confidence each and every week. And you know, I think that we're going to get better and better and better and click and click and click. And, you know, I've really got a good feeling about where our team is going and the direction that we're heading.
Yeah, that's the old man in the room, redshirt sophomore quarterback Braden Locke, career start 5. But you listen to this, and I know, Mark, we've had a chance to talk to him a few times. He's a young guy, but carries himself like he's, you know, a 10-year NFL vet, just in how he handles Q&A with media and all of that. Now they're just, again, with him and everybody on offense, just trying to carry over that first half against SC and keep it going.
Yeah, really impressive, and I think his leadership, and I love the way he handled the disappointment of not winning the starting job out of camp, and I think his teammates really appreciate and respect that. So this is his football team now, and I think you're going to continue to see him grow and grow, and I think the leadership part of it and, you know, how smart he is, all the stuff that we just heard you guys talking about, that stuff is all great. I do think, you know, if you're looking at from a stat perspective, he's right now at 50% completion. We'll continue to see that grow as he gets more and more comfortable with what he's doing.
All right, that is our player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2025 Chevy Equinox. Stay with us when we continue. We'll get the Badger Notebook with Patrick Kerr back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoy comes from farmers who take pride in raising a safe, high-quality, nutritious, delicious product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Badger football all season long.
All the way, 71 yards.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rolling on with our Badgers pregame coverage. Wisconsin and Purdue today at Camp Randall Stadium. Time now for our Badger notebook as we bring in Patrick Herb. Patrick, I guess it doesn't matter your play style if it's the ground and pound, air raid, anything in between. Luke Fickell, from his introductory news conference, talked about the trenches, how you need to control things in the trenches. And that certainly, that philosophy has not changed.
He's a defensive lineman.
Yes.
What would you expect?
Nose guard. Yep, loves
what would
that.
You expect? But, yes, and he reiterated this week when I was around him how that's something that if he was asked, what do you want to see out of today's game, that at the end of the game you could say, I feel good about that. He said it's controlling the line of scrimmage, and that means on both sides of the ball. And he thought that Wisconsin took a big step forward in that the last 2 weeks, but particularly at USC. And this is on both sides of the ball, and I'll point to a couple things. Defensively, Wisconsin had 17 pressures. That's the most that this defense has had since the win at Illinois last year. For comparison, they averaged 9 pressures through the first 3 games of the season this year. They forced 3 turnovers. Obviously, one of them came on special teams, but still 3 overall. Nearly had a fourth when I think it was Darryl Peterson had just about had the sack strip. They called it an incomplete pass. Wisconsin's defense also broke up 8 passes in that game. That's the most since 2022. Now, that's a secondary stat, yes, but if the defensive line is controlling the line of scrimmage and doing what they need to, that's when those pass deflections come, and that's exactly what he would tell you. Miller Moss was able to get outside the pocket and make some plays, but Hudson Card has not been efficient this year, turning it over and has not completed 50% of his passes very often. On the other side of the ball, on the offensive line, against USC, they allowed 0 sacks, and they had just 1 negative run. That's a really important stat, too. So they averaged 4.2 yards per carry. That's a good enough number to win a lot of times in the Big Ten. By comparison, again, they had 4 negative runs against Western Michigan, 2 against South Dakota, 2 against Alabama. So getting that down to 1 is going in the right direction. Against Alabama, they only allowed 2 sacks. But they've been doing a better job recently of protecting and keeping the quarterback upright. I'll add this last bit. Phil Longo said this week that he credits Braden Locke a lot for how he handles that twilight zone, and that's between when the play is called and the ball is snapped. The adjustments that he can make help a lot in keeping him upright, but also keeping the play moving quickly and not having those negative plays.
Yeah, so one that they've talked about with Braden for a while now, he can get them into the right play. Let's talk about short yardage. And fourth down, they're 5 of 8 this season. When you miss, it gets attention. But what do you got on that here today?
That's exactly right. Now, Wisconsin, if you take the full picture of it, Wisconsin has converted 10 of 11 third and short situations on the year. That's third and one or third and two. 10 of 11, 91%. The team has been successful on 3 of 5 fourth and short plays. The problem is those two that are missing of the 3 and 5 are the ones that have been magnified. And Loke Fickell will tell you, like, we have to get those. Like, that's not, they're not trying to shy away from that. But I think you need to view the whole picture that this has been a successful operation in short yardage. And we should remind people that Wisconsin clinched the win over South Dakota with a fourth quarter touchdown from Ches Malusi on fourth and goal from the 1 yard line in a play they ran out of the shotgun formation. So Luke Fickell will tell you, I've heard you say it this week, that you have to do what you do best. And if you practice out of the shotgun, then that's what you're going to do on fourth and one. And it's an execution thing maybe rather than a play calling. But I'll say this, Luke Fickell is confident in his team to go for it on fourth down. There is no other Big Ten team that has attempted more fourth down conversions this season, and only Ohio State has more conversions on fourth down. And last note on this, if you're talking about teams that are known to be physical in the line of scrimmage, you'd think Iowa and Nebraska maybe, and maybe even Rutgers this year. They're a good team, right? Those three teams are a combined 2 for 13 on fourth down this season.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to keep some perspective that, yes, it hurts when they miss it in a big situation and it's magnifying and people are chattering about it. Keep in mind, this team has been pretty good this year on third and fourth and short.
About a minute left here. Another area where, again, Fickell has talked about this well before the season. I want to cut down on penalties. You look at the best teams here, generally a very favorable turnover margin and not a lot of penalties. Well, this team has done a really good job of avoiding penalty trouble so far.
Yeah, he was asked this week, where has this team improved? Where has it gotten better? This is one area I would point to. He didn't mention it, but I would. That through four games, they're averaging just a little over 4 penalties per game, which is third in the Big Ten, 17th in the country, just 25 yards of penalties a game. That's second in the Big Ten and third in the nation. That 4.5 penalties, that's on pace to be the team's lowest since 2016. So the penalties have decreased in each of Luke Fickell's 2 years, and that's a trend of winning habits, as he often calls, doing the little things well all the time, and then that leads to excellence. So that's an area I think you could point to where this program has improved.
Another good day for you on the sidelines. You're living right.
Yeah, I got no complaints.
All right, that's Patrick Herb. That is today's Badger Notebook. Stay with us. Our pregame chat with head coach Luke Fickell, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road, is coming up next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
At the Certified Angus Beef brand, we know the best moments, the ones that become cherished memories, don't just happen. We make them happen. Through the people we surround ourselves with, by the traditions we hold dear, and with the food we share. It takes a little effort, but finding the perfect meal, well, that's no effort at all. Just look for the Certified Angus Beef brand, because if it's not certified, it's not the best.
Shop the pig today for the highest quality Certified Angus Beef.
Malusi to the 10, to the 5, touchdown, Wisconsin, Ches Malusi, 89 yards.
Hey Badger fans, it's Ches Malusi, running back for the Wisconsin football team. Join us in taking the Badgers to the next level. With a Camp Randall Club membership, you can help us achieve greatness on and off the field. In return, you'll get exclusive experiences, inside access, and opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. Camp Randall Club has its vision set on victory. Do you? Visit CampRandallClub.com today to join.
Hello, Wisconsin sports fans. Brian Butch here. Do you love seeing our Wisconsin teams win? Well, I've got great news for you. With the release of Varsity Golden Ale and Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer from Potosi Brewing Company, you can make it happen. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of these beverages will be used to provide name, image, and likeness opportunities for Wisconsin student athletes to continue to compete for championships. So crack open a Varsity Golden Ale or Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer and know you are supporting the future of Wisconsin. This is why we jump around.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
We know you're a fan, but is Badger pride in your blood? Here's your chance to prove it. This season, Abbott and the Big Ten are kicking off the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight one of the worst blood shortages in a generation. Simply visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up for the We Give Blood Drive and help settle once and for all that the Badgers give the most spirit. Again, visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up.
You're listening to Wisconsin Football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Pre-game coverage continues. Time now for our pre-game conversation with head coach Luke Fickell, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Luke, I was talking with Braden Locke earlier in the week. Just asked him the difference, how you feel last year at this time from this year. And it's a lot better physically, grasp of the offense. And it doesn't hurt. I kind of describe him as a football junkie. Like, quarterbacks tend to have high IQs. Is it fair to say that his is uncommonly high?
I would say so, and he works at it, too. That's the thing. I mean, some guys just are naturally really smart and gifted and can remember things and see things, and then, you know, sometimes you worry about those guys because sometimes they don't have to work at it quite as hard. So I'm not sure exactly how easy it comes to him, but I know that he spends an enormous amount of time studying the game, working with the game, working with Coach Longo in the off season and during the season as well. And so it's paying off and it's showing.
Obviously, you guys want to extend what happened in the first two quarters to make it four quarters. But the USC game, the first half, as you build on things, you correct what needs corrected. But you also emphasize, look, when you're clicking, you're in rhythm. This is what it could look like on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, there's positives, and you know that's what you kind of got to stress, and that's what you got to see. But you got to find where those things that happen. That switches things. And so twofold, you look at the positives, you make sure you understand how things can look and how it can go, but then you got to recognize the things and when, you know, kind of goes the other direction. And there's a balance to that. So we don't want to just rely upon, hey, well, we're close. Mm-hmm. as opposed to, hey, how do we find ways to continue to finish? And that's kind of been one of the things. I think it's been a little bit of an Achilles heel for us. I know last year, and then obviously that game last week. But there's things to build upon, but there's also things to learn a lot of what we need to do to finish.
You get ready for a Purdue team. They've got a different offensive coordinator now, but there's also four games of video worth watching. They might, whatever they tweak, you'll find out here as we move forward, but they do have some talent here on the offense. I mean, this quarterback's been around a little bit. When he gets in rhythm, Card can be pretty good.
No, he's good. I mean, he definitely has all the tools that it takes to, you know, to be a quarterback at this level and maybe even the next level. You know, and I think he's got some weapons on the outside. They got a really, really good running game. And I think that, you know, there'll be some changes, some differences with the, you know, the guy calling the plays. But I do think that they'll stick to the things they've done really well. And running ball has been a big part of that. And getting him maybe out on the edges and some things like that and let him create some things, whether it's down the field or even with his legs. But they're a dangerous crew with some guys that I think got some talent on the outside.
Yeah, you mentioned the running game, too. Reggie Love transfers over from Illinois. But Devin Mockabee is one of those great stories. We've seen a lot of those through the years here at Wisconsin. Probably a two-star, or not a lot of stars to the name. But then you look at him and you're thinking, well, no, he's legit.
No, he has. He's had some really big runs. He's created those big plays for them offensively, more than what you would say they've, you know, going last year, maybe a little bit more in the throwing game. But their biggest plays are running the football, and that opens up things in the back end. So I would guess maybe that's where they, you know, kind of rely upon a little bit more with some of the changes. But their ability to have balance, their ability to let Card kind of run the offense, I still think is the strengths of what they do.
Final thought, and you did say this before, like the very beginning of training camp, you know, what the different scenarios, what's, you know, how are you going to respond to being if it's 4-0, 3-1, 2-2. Part of the message here is that you've got pretty much, you've got a whole lot of season here ahead of you here, the plot twists and turns and all that, but there's a long way to go.
It is. That's the really hard thing. And, you know, there's always expectations, which is a great thing. But I do think that sometimes those are what make it most difficult. And I knew it. This is not the Big Ten West. I knew that this was going to be, you know, things that we were going to have to kind of understand how we're going to have to go about things. But you're in a position right now where this is kind of a start of a new season. And it's got to be one game at a time. And you can't look ahead. You can't look back. You got to learn, and you got to continue to move forward.
All right. That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Our pregame chat presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. We'll take a break, get you ready for kickoff. Coming up in a couple of minutes, this is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring registered nurses with a starting pay of $41 per hour to provide essential health care to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help.
And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Let's check the rest of the conference schedule here today. Of course, as part of the early window, also coming up, Penn State will host UCLA. Nittany Lions ranked 7th this week. Couple of 2:30 games. Ohio State as the home field against the Iowa Hawkeyes, while Indiana, a very impressive 5-0. It has not been a murderer's row schedule, but the Hoosiers have won and have looked really good doing it. They take that unbeaten record into Evanston today to square off against the 2-2 Northwestern Wildcats. 3 o'clock game, one of interest. Rutgers unbeaten through its first four games. We'll take on Nebraska. The Huskers are 4-1. They pulled away late last week in their win against Purdue. And tonight, Michigan will be at Washington. Also tonight, USC is at Minnesota. Last night of the Big Ten, Oregon took care of business out in Eugene, knocking off Michigan State 31-10. Let's get a UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Max Lofi and Aaron Witt are both listed as questionable. Witt was banged up in the fourth quarter of last week's game against USC. Lofi, a little tweak before the game during warm-ups and was not on the field. And, of course, not an injury update, I guess, by definition, although it I guess you could say it is. Ches Malusi stepping away for now, just trying to get right, and hopefully that will be the case for him. So Ches obviously not available here today for the Badgers. Antonio Stevens out of the secondary, listed as questionable for the Boilermakers, and Markevious Brown will not play the rest of this season. He's been a starting corner for the Boilermakers, and he will not be available to the team for the rest of this season. And that is the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. For the starting lineups for the Boilermakers up front, left to right of the offensive line is Corey Stewart. Mahasan Musa is the left guard. Gus Hartwick making his 44th start, fifth-year senior out of Zionsville, Indiana. He's the center. DJ Wingfield, senior out of L.A., is the right guard, a transfer from New Mexico. And Marcus Imbo is the right tackle. He is from Milwaukee, from Wauwatosa East. Max Clare is the tight end. He's also their leading receiver with 13 catches for 193 yards and a pair of touchdowns. Shamar Rigby, a freshman, 6'3", will start at one of the receiver spots. Jerron Tibbs as well, 6'3", sophomore, with 10 catches. Jamal Edrin, who'd been banged up, looks to be back into the lineup and for the Boilermakers, 6'3", junior out of Fort Lauderdale with 5 catches so far this season. The running back combination, Devin Maccabee, a junior from the state of Indiana, averaging 6.5 yards per carry, and Reggie Love, the transfer from Illinois. He has rushed for 198 yards so far this season. Started 7 times last year for the Illini. For the Wisconsin Badgers up front along the offensive line, left tackle is Jack Nelson. Joe Brunner, the left guard. Jake Renfro is your center. Joe Huber and Riley Malman, the right guard and right tackle, respectively. Tucker Ashcraft, the sophomore out of Seattle, your tight end, along with Riley Nowakowski. Bryson Green, Vinny Anthony, Will Pauling are your receivers. Tawi Walker expected to be first up in the running back rotation for the Badgers. And Braden Locke, the redshirt sophomore out of Rockwall, Texas. He has completed exactly 50 percent of his throws, a couple of touchdowns, and one interception. Those are your U.S. Bank starting lineups. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. 66 degrees right now in Madison with a partly cloudy sky. Winds out of the southwest at 17 miles per hour, but expecting to be a little gusty here at times today. But all in all, a very comfortable day for football here in Madison, Wisconsin. The Odyssey Greek Yogurt Kickoff is coming up next. Kick off your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruits. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
This is Ford Truck Month, with big offers on trucks that don't subscribe to the word impossible. Like the up-for-anything off-road ready Ranger, the adaptable Maverick, plus F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, featuring Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Build Ford tough trucks that see the impossible as a dare. And this is Ford Truck Month, with offers that make owning one possible. Get to your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Claim 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Hey friends, Mats and Matt here for Brewpub Lotta Matza Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lotta Matza Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is your home for Wisconsin football.
You got to come out here. You got to compete. You got to make each other better.
Looks the throw. Looks right. Looks left. Throws left. End zone. Caught. Tucker Ashcraft. Touchdown, Wisconsin.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
Ricardo Holman from one end of the yard to the other.
You got to find that edge that you can get to and then keep trying to push it.
Picked off by Wisconsin, Preston Sackman, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
It's time for Badger football. Today's game is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors. Learn more at join139.com. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now, with the call of the game, here's Mark Tauscher and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good morning from Camp Randall Stadium in Madison, alongside Mark Tauscher, Patrick Herb, who's our sideline reporter, Mike Keller, handling pregame stats and postgame, does a little bit of everything. Dave McCann, our engineer, Aisha Jackson, back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin football in week five of this season for the Badgers. They have split their first four games, dropping their conference opener at USC last week against the Purdue Boilermakers, 1-3 overall. They fell short in their league opener last week against Nebraska. This has been a series controlled in a big way by the Badgers. They have won the last 17 games. The last Purdue win, 21 years ago at Camp Randall Stadium. The Badgers since then, in that streak of 17 in a row overall, have won the last eight at Camp Randall. As we bring in Mark Tauscher and we get to our keys to the game presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2025 Chevy Equinox. How do the Badgers keep that streak alive today?
I think today, more than any other time, you always want to get out to a fast start, but today I think is imperative. You're coming off of a game that you finished real poorly. You have a team here in Purdue that is going through a little bit of turmoil, firing their offensive coordinator. So one of the things that you always talk about when you're playing a team that you feel like you should be able to handle and maybe has a little doubt, get off to that fast start and give them more reasons to doubt. So today, I really think, I know you're going to have the running back situation. Walker's going to get a lot of looks. Really establish that early and try and get points or get out to a fast start. I think when you do that, you're going to give yourself a great chance to get Purdue to really start wondering what's going on.
Yeah, as for those who are just checking us out, and if you're more of a casual follower of Badger football, Ches Malusi, a couple of days ago, the university putting out a statement, the football folks, that Ches is, you know, for now, just stepping away. It's been a tough road for him. You think of the knee injury a couple of years back, 3 years back against Rutgers. Missed a chunk of time because of an injury 2 years ago. Last year against Purdue, the broken leg, the ankle injury along with it. It's been a very, very tough stretch for a guy, Tausch. And we looked at him last year. Thought, boy, it's a great fit for this offense. And, you know, someone with a just a great football future. And that's not to say that it's over here. He stepped away for now. The door is open for him to come back. But, man, that's just been a lot for that young man to go through.
Yeah, I give a lot of credit because it could have been real easy. You know, he broke his leg down against Purdue last year in West Lafayette. And he fought and scrapped to get back. And, you know, I think now it's you're turning the page here. You're moving on with what Luke talked about all week was trying to get some rhythm, trying to kind of narrow that running back field down because – for, you know, 4.2 yards a game last week against USC, we haven't seen the home runs in the run game. And I think when you build and give guys opportunities to really get comfortable feeling out how to read these blocks, that's what we're hoping to see, some big explosive runs this afternoon.
Yeah, we've talked about here these last, you know, couple of games in particular, Darian Dupree, young man out of Chicago, someone with, you know, they'll tell you he has great ball skills. The numbers from his high school days will tell you that. A lot of receiving yards for him out of the backfield as well as rushing yards. So maybe an increased role for him today. But as Tausch mentioned in the pregame, don't forget about Cade Iacomelli. And there still is a role for a Jackson Aker, a guy veteran in the program. But, you know, the top couple of running backs just could get a little bit more work here today. We are about ready for the coin toss, beg your pardon. Honorary captain, Lions are off this week. Kevin Zeitler, great offensive lineman. Been a lot of those who hit that category, including the guy to my left here in the booth. But Zeitler with the Detroit Lions right now, and looks like he just got out of the weight room as he escorts those guys. He's a great dude. He and Sarah, they are great people. A lot of fun to see him back in town.
Yeah, what a career he has put together. And you saw that. You knew he was going to be a good NFL player, but he has just continued wherever he's been. He was in Baltimore, like New York, Cleveland, and he is just a valued resource. Valued. I know Detroit is excited to have him and shore up what they're doing, and unfortunately for Packer fans, that's not a good thing.
No, it's not. The captain's meeting, we will throw it down to the field and hear for the referee.
News the visitors, they'll call the coin toss. This is heads and tails. Heads, tails. What's your call? Heads is the call. It is tails. Wisconsin's won the toss and elects to defer their choice. Purdue's going to take the ball. Which way do you want to kick? Go ahead and put your backs to
all right, Badgers have elected to defer. That's the voice of referee Chris Coit, by the way. And before we get this game started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.